to www.acceleratedradio.net or download
shout
the
out B.
Radio application
shout out
on
Mick.
Your Android or your iPhone.
We're gonna have some fun. Hopefully they cut the air on in the whole goddamn building because
yo,
LA's
Thursday,
social
misconduct. You know what it is. Bye-bye. It's your girl Mick, boy B Walk.
What up?
Tune in. What's up? Yo, it's Thursday. It's your girl, Mick. You know what it is. It's social misconduct. I'm here with my boy, B. What's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, we got a very, very special guest in the house tonight. Who y'all already know. My client. Comedian. Hilarious dude. You just saw him. Literally just saw him on BET Comic View. What, Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think it's on again tonight, but yeah. I mean, you should be listening to this shit. So
yeah, you should be listening to social media.
You can catch it online or
on
whatever.
Yeah,
but we got Ray Grady in the house. What's up?
What up with it? What up with it, people? You know, hey, they clapping for me. I ain't never had that. And I'm sitting down.
You do comedy and don't nobody clap?
They don't clap when you sit down. They be like, man, get your ass up. That's what they do. Yeah,
make us laugh.
Yeah, all that. We do that after you do the first joke. What's up with it, social misconduct? What up, B? Mick, what up?
What's going on? I haven't seen you in like a while.
Yeah, you know, I'm tanning. I'm tanning, swimming, eating, drinking beet juice, eating beets.
You're getting your health on.
Yeah,
I got
you know, when you see what happened is, I figured out that I'm not light skin no more. I'm more on some mocha.
I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah,
this.
It's done.
Because light skin is this.
Yeah,
that's an example.
Be you light skin.
Because I've been looking for a real example of showing him what light skin is. Because he just think he is light.
When,
and I'm
when
not.
Your baby say, "Daddy, you done got darker."
Little dog.
I was like, you know what? That's it.
And that's the way
it.
I said, "Dog."
Yeah, he was like, he was like, "Daddy, you done got darker."
You gotta put an H in.
He was like, "You was darker, Daddy." On BET, I was like, "Oh, so yeah."
I ain't light skin no more.
I'm mocha.
There we go. That's a good.
Yeah, I'm mocha.
That's good. B needs a tan a little bit. But it's fine. You got a little golden glow today.
To any listeners out there.
Maybe it's the liquor.
Don't let nobody tell you
it's
need
the liquor.
To be
speaking of
golden.
Liquor, what are we drinking tonight?
We drinking Jack Daniels and we drinking Jim Beam and we drinking ginger ale. We drinking Barefoot Bub. Hey, to all the men out here.
I knew he was going to say it.
You get your girl a bottle of Barefoot Bubbly.
And I got a baby bottle.
Yeah, and listen here, that's enough. It's like a brute sous vide, something like that.
I don't think that's how you say it, but we will just let that slide.
There we go, sous vide.
Okay,
sous vide.
Just drink your Jack.
Yeah, I got
drink
it.
Your.
All right,
no, so you're new to social misconduct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what episode 8.
Hey, congratulations.
Wow.
I know some people don't make. Hey, put the clap on for them, man.
That's
dope, man.
Shit.
Yeah, man. People don't last that long, man, in entertainment. That, you know, so that means y'all got something hot going on.
People
so.
Seem to like it. We keep coming back. So, you know, and I mean, we just going to keep on doing it until they kick us out.
Hey, we just got kicked out. We finna beat up the security
guard.
Yeah,
we going to beat his ass. We fucking
I
him
forgot,
up.
Yeah, I ain't forgot about that bullshit.
We forget that shit after the show. See me outside, homie.
And it was something. I knew it was Chicago. Something because y'all said he was like German, right?
See.
Yeah, he was German.
Ain't nobody.
Yeah, see, let me tell you something. We had Inglorious Bastard downstairs. Okay? So, yeah, I ain't forgot what you did, homie. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
this is all Chi-Town in here.
All day.
Everybody in the studio right now.
We killing Seagull.
And the one dude that's not is from Inglewood, so.
All day.
We got Inglewood in Chicago, too. Shout out to Inglewood in L.A. Shout out to Inglewood in L.A. Bet it up.
So, Grady, what we do here, to kick everything off, we usually share a personal story of, like, some crazy shit that happened to us during the week, right?
Okay. Oh, shit, I want to hear these.
So.
What happened to you?
So, you've been to my house, and you know how it's quiet, and I like living in Mayberry. It's really quiet, and, you know, a bunch of Asian people.
Yeah, it smells like, well, no dogs, because they're gone. But go ahead.
They ate all of, okay.
Yeah, they ate all of them.
I can't with you for that. So I'm in bed. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm trying. Y'all know I don't go to sleep. Ever.
Yeah, you up. You up like me.
But I'm trying to get some sleep, right? Okay. I hear this bitch next door loud as hell. I text this one over here like, I'm about to go the fuck off on my neighbors right now. She's loud as hell.
What was she doing?
She was talking, but like so loud. And my building has always been quiet until they moved in next door.
Oh, you didn't
so
like that.
So B okay. is like, don't get shot.
Yeah, B, tell her, because she got to watch the movie Corrupted. They kill people. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
She knows.
So I'm pissed off. I can't sleep. I got my head scarf on. I ain't got on no bottoms.
Oh,
but I put the robe on because you know you can't just be out.
Yeah,
here.
You can't
go
be.
Next door.
But if you're gonna be mad,
just fuck.
I mean,
it.
Yeah,
just.
I would fight.
But I go over there looking like somebody's mama.
Okay, all right,
right.
That's funny.
So I'm over there and knocking on the door. You know how you can see like a shadow in the peephole.
Are you serious?
So he's looking at me, and then.
So wait, you go to the. The house.
I left my. Oh, I went hell next no! Door. I knocked on the door.
Hey, listeners, this is what we say as the plot get thickens. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I knocked on the door and I'm like, so he finally opened it, and I was like, it's 11 o'clock. I have to get up early, and she's loud as hell. So dude's like, oh, I'm sorry, she's on the phone. Okay, but I'm trying to sleep. So he's like, I'll let her know and blah, blah, blah. So after I went back to my apartment, I ain't hear shit. Right. Shut that
see,
shit
you mean
down.
Tell me, see, you even scared of triads. Ain't that a bitch?
He's so
you scared
stupid.
Of triad gang leader,
oh,
woman.
Oh, my God.
B. Or an you know what I mean?
Look, man.
Like on the east side of San Francisco.
So we're getting text messages saying people can't hear us. For whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
What is that?
I don't know. I
appreciate the listeners, man. Keep
R&B
tuning in to Social Misconduct.
People are hearing
man.
Music right now, so they're not hearing us. Let us know if you can hear us. Like, tweet us.
Man.
Text us when you can hear us, because we've been on for a good eight minutes by now. And people are telling us that they can't hear us.
You see what happens when you have true fans?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? When true fans, you know, can I say what I say?
Yeah, say what
when
you
they
want.
Really
I mean,
fuck
people
with you,
may not hear it, but go ahead.
When they fuck with you, they want to, you know, they want to really be engaged in what you're doing. So that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like all that what we said, that was dope. But, you know, for the fans to say, hey, man, we can't hear you guys. That's enough for me. Shit, I'm finna go to sleep. I ain't going to sleep.
They still can't hear us. They're just hearing music right now.
Them people mad than them.
Yeah, well, this ain't good. We got people tuned in and they can't hear us at all.
Well, don't change your computer channel. Can I say computer channel?
Computer channel.
Okay.
Work.
Don't change your computer channel. We're going to get this shit together. I'm the guest here.
We'll tweet out and let people know that we are on air. And let us know if you can hear us now. Nikki, text us and let us know if you can hear us right now. Can you hear us? Okay. All right, cool. All
right.
So if you're just tuning in.
Are we in?
Yeah, we good, engineer?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Hey, to the people
now
out there.
Now people can hear. Now people are texting me saying they can hear us. All right. Okay. So
all right.
If you're just tuning in to Social Misconduct, welcome. Thank you. This is Mick.
Can I use one of them?
B.
Can I use one of them? You said I get three.
Okay.
That was some nigga shit.
All right.
I get three.
Okay.
You do get three, though. That's what she told
so
me.
So that's two.
Yeah. So,
okay. If you're just hearing us and you're just tuning in, we have comedian Ray Grady in the house. What up?
How y'all? What's up with the listeners? Shit, we up here in this hot ass hot box. Glad I ain't with no sweat. Don't worry about it. But hey, I like for the heat to be there. It make you grow. Don't worry about it.
The heat make you grow. Grow. All right. Well, we'll just skip the personal stuff this week since that time's gone.
Hey, that means she not repeating her fucking self.
I'm
keep
not.
Going. I got
and,
it. That's all right.
And B's story is
hey,
just
come
out.
On, B. Let me hear it, B.
Real quick.
Come on.
I just don't like when people try to talk to me in the bathroom. That shit bothers me.
That nigga got mad. That's my nigga.
Okay.
I ain't going to say nothing else.
That's
two. I said two.
No, we get three a piece.
Three. Yeah,
no, but I
three.
Said Then I'm gonna wait for mine. My third one gonna be a banana. I said it twice. I said that, and then he said, "You know what I mean?" Okay, I'm gonna wait. My last one gonna be fucking bananas.
Oh my god!
It's
gonna be, oh my god! I'm sitting in between these two, and afraid.
But we couldn't sit side by side. And you on the end, me and B look. You know what I mean? We look soft.
That's playful.
That's playful. Yeah, we can't do none of that.
If the people miss it, what are we drinking?
We're drinking Jim Beam, and we chasing it with Heineken. Yeah, that's what we doing.
And I see
Barefoot Bubbly.
And I see ginger.
That's if you want to do an Irk and Jerk, Jack Daniels, Hennessy,
Irk and
NJ.
Jerk is some Chicago shit.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah. Shout out to the crib. Yeah. Shout out to the crib. Yeah, Irk and Jerk. That's NJ and ginger ale. You know what I mean? All day long, shake it up, and you walk around with your. Your flats or whatever it is, you barefoot outside barbecuing before the snow really hit. God. I miss the crib. Chicago, I love y'all, man.
He does.
Shout out to Harold's Chicken. Yeah. Popeyes.
Oh my God.
Giordano's.
Oh, yes.
Home Run In.
Yes.
Beggar Pizza.
He's making us hungry.
Hey, Italian Fiesta. Let's go. Sharks. Bye-byes. I ain't never ate there, but I see it. Bye-byes. I think I said like that. Bye-byes.
Oh my God. It's all Chi-Town and Inglewood in the studio right now. So we representing.
Having a good time.
So let's get into these crazy headlines.
Yeah, man. It's been a different week. Come on.
So most of us got iPhones in here, right?
I don't. I have a track phone.
You got an iPhone.
Metro.
Did anyone upgrade to the 6, 6 Plus or anything recently? Do you have the new one?
No. I just have a 4. I don't know what it is.
You need to step your shit up.
Well, I don't really, because you know what? I'm old school. I want to go back to when Pages was there. You know what I mean? It was no social media on Pages.
You're so old. I swear.
You would be goofy if you had a page and you had to find a button. You know what I mean? It'd be like, where you at? You know, what you doing? LOL, Lamal, all that goofy ass shit.
I can't.
You know what I mean?
Well, this first headline.
Yeah, B.
I just can't.
I fucks with B. Be cool. Yeah, all right.
So the first one is about iPhones. It's 15 times the world's iPhone obsession went entirely too far.
Okay. Let me hear it.
We won't go through all 15, but I have to read some stuff on this list because it is.
This is what you do. Look and see which one that you think is dope for the listeners. This one for the listeners. You pick one for the listeners, and then y'all think of one and say, shit, this one for this is for like social misconduct. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Number one.
Go ahead.
One couple sold 3 newborn babies for an iPhone. Like,
that's bullshit. I don't believe that.
A couple in China.
Yeah, I fucks with you, engineer.
A couple in China was charged with child trafficking after they sold 3 of their children over several years to pay for iPhones and high-end shoes. I bet you that's some real shit.
That sounds like some stupid ass.
Like, yeah.
And
I bet.
If they plan that shit right, they can do it every year. Because the iPhone come out every year, right?
And you just keep having kids.
Hey, B, that let me know you an evil dude. But it's in you. I know you for real. Yeah, that's some. Yeah, yo.
Oh, my God.
B is for real. Go ahead.
A teenager sold his kidney. Another Chinese teenager sold his kidney.
You know what? Keep going.
Teenager got stuck in a storm drain. What?
For what?
Oh,
for
it
what?
Fell in the storm drain.
And he went and got his phone?
Yeah. Oh.
He a bum ass.
Okay. One guy tried to rent his girlfriend.
Sound like a pimp.
Wow.
So wait, hold on.
He tried to rent her out to finance his phone.
Are
yeah, to send her on platonic dates. No funny business allowed, but like rent her to go on dates so he can get his phone.
My question is, did she do it?
Probably.
She did it. You all right?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I like the engineer. He dope. He on it. I fucks with him.
Another guy. Wait, no, that one's stupid.
What about that one right there?
A 15-year-old girl fell off a car and died. That ain't funny. Why would you think that?
That's not funny.
It's stupid.
How the hell she fall and die? Off a car.
And this was here, in Santa Ana, but in California. She ran after a thief who stole her phone, and she jumped onto the back of his car as he was speeding away, and died.
What nationality was she?
It doesn't say. In Santa Ana, probably white.
See, you see America? You see, when you do dumb shit like that, when you give material things, you give it What's the word I'm looking for? Come on, Mick. What's a good word for when you give it so much? What? Come up with.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
The word I'm trying to say is
we've been drinking. I don't know.
No, the word I'm trying to say is you give it so much power. Yeah. I want to say power. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's
I could
true.
Never. If I let me tell you something. If I miss a call, I don't give a shit.
You'll
text back. I don't give a damn.
Get in touch with his
you know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit. It's a phone. If we're going to talk about something like it, I'm not going to chase you if you steal my goddamn car.
But this one right here, though.
Let me see. What's it?
One lady traded a $2,000 bag for a better place in line at the Apple store.
For a phone that costs $800.
In line. A $2,000 bag.
Did y'all hear B? Damn. B said for a phone that costs
$800. Right. The bag costs more. Like, what? And guess what type of bag it was?
Let me see.
A Louis Vuitton. Yeah,
look,
I can't.
Look at number 11. Look at number 11.
Let me see number 11. Hold on.
Look at number 11.
A teenager allegedly offered to sell her virginity.
Fucking iPhone.
Look, X got his hand raised. Like, he'll do that.
Yeah, X.
You can have my phone, garbage, girl. You know, he ain't even got an iPhone. Right.
What if she smelled bad?
See? I can't. And what? All these people are in China. Like, this is so weird. True. But yeah, she wrote on social media that she sell her virginity to anyone who buy her iPhone 4. I'm glad that was like a long time ago.
Wait a minute.
This was back in 2011 when
the
4 came out.
Do the one about the gang bangers. Do the one about the gang.
Where do you see them? Oh, yeah, thieves formed a gang.
I want to hear this. Come on.
Thieves formed a gang with a singular goal of stealing iPhone.
Shout out to all the gang bangers.
That makes sense, though.
So they're the iPhone gang.
That makes sense.
That is hilarious.
Okay. That is retarded. I keep saying I gotta stop saying that word. I keep using that word because I'm so used to.
In the grand scheme of things, we done went through 15 of them. This one makes the most sense.
He said, no, but they said, you know what we gonna do? We gonna form a gang for iPhone.
And just still.
But in the grand, that makes more sense.
For $800, though?
No, I'm saying they not paying for the phones. They stealing them and then they selling them to people.
They are okay, selling them.
So that makes, smart. I mean. I ain't condoning that shit.
Hey,
high five
to you, though. I get it.
Okay. All right.
That's slick, though. No, I didn't think about that, B. But,
and then
you know,
one more before you move on. People stood in line.
Get it.
For
no, you
got to,
out of all three of them right there, you got to give which
one
for
the people. The man stole from the baby. One man stole from a baby.
See, you know, I don't
so
play
you know
about,
how, wait,
you know,
I
love I
know.
Children,
so you know how you give your phone to your kids so they can play a game or, you know, just keep them occupied. Yeah, a man went up to the baby. The baby was watching Barney. The man took the phone and stole it from the baby.
He shot in the face. You don't play with babies. I love children. I don't give a damn how.
That's just desperate. It's like, dude.
It's a fucking iPhone. Like, they come out with a new one every 5 months.
I mean, seriously, dude.
Who cares?
Like, stop.
But that lets you know people want to be in your business so much, they nosy. That's all this shit is being nosy. That's all this is.
So stupid.
This is all this is. You fucking nosy, you piece of shit. Still for no fucking baby.
B, hit us with the next one, because this chick.
Hold on. I hope you get stung by a bee on your ear. You don't still for no goddamn baby. Babies are, you know, kids are innocent. They honest, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that is.
No, you
that's
don't touch
wrong.
No goddamn baby for no fucking phone.
And that's just creepy. You walking up to somebody's kids like,
He might hurt that thing, that lovely, you know, God vessel. That's what I call children, God vessels. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like he love kids for real.
Yeah, I don't play about, you know, kids is cool. And they the most honest.
Well, you know how I feel about kids, but that's another show.
We got to do that. Next time y'all do the kids show, call
them
and do the kids show. Bet it up.
Tell us about this crazy chick who thought she was about to own the come up.
Bet it up.
There's a chick in Georgia that tried to cash a $94
million
million
tax people.
Refund.
$94 million.
No.
$94 million tax refund. I'm reading through the notes.
I want to hear this.
No,
dude, are you serious?
Listening.
Are you
it's
serious?
A setup. They tried to set her up and she fell for the shit. Like, okay, you broke as fuck. I mean, I get it. Like, if I was broke and I saw $94 million, I would probably try to do that.
I couldn't do it. Because I know Uncle Sam them is a little different.
Yeah, I mean, you. I mean, a smart person would know that you get that if, you know, you ain't going to get too far with it. But I'm thinking, you know.
No,
you get,
she did it. It says she put in a fraudulent tax return claiming she made $99 million in wages.
First of all, who put the other nine on first at the top of
but
the first?
But first, look at her.
Okay.
Because if you made $99 million, why your hair look like
that? Wow.
That's my first question.
That's somebody auntie. So this is what we're going to do.
Somebody's ratchet ass auntie.
Georgia woman tried
like
to cash.
If you made $99 million, why do you look this way?
Nabbed and errant. Now, little does she know, the IRS is in Atlanta. It's in Georgia.
Yeah, I know. The headquarters. Okay. I know.
So,
they
Ms.
pry
Jackson,
on dumbass people like this, clearly.
Miss Jackson, cut that shit out. Have your daughters bump your ends. And get your
claim
ass
claim some
to
kids
sit down.
Or something if you gonna cheat.
Yeah,
the
but
system.
They know we do that anyway.
So
know?
I mean,
we the only people that do that.
But keep it at that.
Yeah, leave Stupid. It at that. Don't try to come up and do entrepreneur shit.
All I'm saying is a bunch of people out there. If they got a $94 million check, they would risk that shit.
I'm not doing it. You know, only reason why because when you
I ain't doing
94
it.
Million, you live in a 44% tax bracket.
Yeah, that too.
See,
so
how you
make $99 million and then you get
94? Where she get the other nine from? Like,
she wasn't thinking about it when she got the check. She should have, you know,
was like, I got to put this in there.
But there's a lot of people that ain't got shit that if they saw $94 million check, they would go to the currency exchange.
No. This wasn't handed to her. She lied on her return and then tried to get it back. Like. This wasn't like, oh, we're going to bait you. Like,
you know what's
going to
happen?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead,
like,
I want to hear it.
I've been reading. I thought she got in the mail, you know what I'm saying? You know how you get the refund check and it got the little statue of Liberty on it?
No. It says she filed.
Oh, so she filed it. I
for
thought
99
she got, okay,
mil
I thought
in
she
wages.
Got, I read this shit wrong for the whole day. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this chick actually got a check from the government saying $94 million on it and she tried to cash it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she lied sending it in saying this is what I made.
Okay.
And then when it came
then
back, it was like, this is what you get, and then so they clearly knew she was lying with the 99, so they set her up like, girl,
liar. I'm thinking that they actually sent her the check and set her up.
Well, they sent her a check, but she filed it in the first place on some fraudulent shit is what I'm saying.
That is
so
nice.
They did send her the check to set her
she
up.
She just
but
did that wrong. What she should have did was sign that shit over to somebody dumber than her and get a little bit of money back.
No, she should just
I would have done it.
Work at Ross and be happy.
I just think
I can't. No.
Sometimes it takes traveling the world to fully understand your place in it.
That's so good. All right.
Well,
Grady.
I got it off the wall. It's right there.
I don't need
it. What? Stupid. Hey, get that.
That's what you call social misconduct. Oh. We're having a good time, man. Y'all tune in, man. Ray Grady here. Come on, Mick B. That's how you have fun.
Oh,
goddamn.
My God. And I was like, Grady's seeing so deep
I'm like,
on
yeah,
us.
Yeah, who the fuck? He thought it was the alcohol. I'm looking right at the
it's
dude
like
right
I've
here.
I've never seen a side of him before.
I'm having fun.
Socrates right now. That's just some philosophical shit.
It's right there. Look
it
at
is
the dude.
Right on the wall, people.
Sometime it takes traveling the world to fully understand your place in it. And that goes for everybody.
It's
that
true
goes
shit,
for everybody.
But that was hilarious.
That was kind of. I'm kind of nice with it. Man.
You are. You're a little bit good. I mean,
yeah, I'm kind of nice. No, I say nice.
They
I don't
let you
say.
On TV.
Yeah, I'm nice.
You know,
yeah,
you,
I'm nice.
You are. Right.
Right. You know what? I. No, what's another word under I? What's another word under I?
You ain't. Let's just stop.
Okay.
All.
Let them say okay.
Let's
I'm okay.
Let's not even go there.
No. Okay.
I don't fuck with okay people. You already know better.
Away, man.
If you were okay, you couldn't even be a client. You already know.
Damn.
It's called it factor.
She not playing X. She not
you
playing.
Already
She's
know.
Really,
B over here trying to steal my damn gummies
bears,
like I don't see
like
it.
He, yeah, that's fuck. My fucks with B. Can
okay.
I say fuck?
So how about yeah. this man accused on, of trading a stolen $160,000 diamond ring for a $20 bag of weed?
That. He didn't have to do that.
$20 bag of weed.
For a bag, for a dub. Okay.
You
now,
had.
Now, B, how much you tell me how much it was, how much it was worth? The
160 stacks.
Yeah.
Even.
Okay. 160,000?
Yes. Okay. So he stole. He's a former UPS employee in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So he stole the package with this ring in it, and he traded that shit for $20 worth of weed. You're a dumbass.
See. You know what? No. You know what?
Flat
I don't.
Out.
You know what it is, though, Mick, B? I think that most people, when they see the big picture, desperation comes into play, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So if he's under the impression that, you know what, I have to get this fixed, so he doesn't care about money.
Right.
But it's weed, though. It's just weed. Like, yeah, I mean, it is shit ain't, weed. That shit ain't.
It's marijuana.
Coke.
Marijuana, yeah, it is shit. Marijuana.
Well, since we lost a little bit of time, we're going to have to speed through probably like two more. We're not going to get to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one's funny.
Can I pick one? Can I pick
one? Yeah, you can pick one. All right,
here we go. Here we go, social misconduct. Listeners, woman sues for having black baby.
Okay, that's the one we're talking about. That's the one we're talking about.
Give me that one. Give me that one.
He wanted that.
I was waiting. Because I knew y'all was going to jump over. I was like, nah, bullshit. Bullshit. We finna try that one. Come on, let me hear that one. Let me see.
B, kick it off. Kick it off.
Come on, white mom sues sperm bank for giving her, can I say it?
Yeah.
Nigga sperm, that's two.
I knew he was gonna say it.
Sperm bank.
I heard you say it.
He said it.
That's your two. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Ohio mom is suing somewhere in Illinois.
Wow.
Yeah.
Illinois Midwest Sperm Bank for the wrongful birth and breach of warranty after claims they accidentally provided her with vials from an African American donor.
All right.
So she's a white gay woman. Her and her partner, you know, wanted the baby.
Yeah.
Went into the sperm bank. Specifically asked for a white baby. Like, we want white sperm. You know, you fill all that shit out, all the paperwork. So while she's pregnant, it was while she found out while she was pregnant, right? Can you find out that? Why are you pregnant?
Well, can I just say this?
She got a half black baby, and she pissed about. Not okay. Let me go back.
Real.
No. Let me clear her name, though. She loves her child. And she's not mad because her baby is black. She's mad at the sperm bank for fucking up. Like, I paid y'all all this money. I specifically told you what I wanted. How do you fuck up something this big?
Refund.
Well,
I want my money back.
I'm a little different when it comes to children.
I know,
so
we heard that
when children come into play, don't matter what it is, as long as it's healthy. I don't give a shit.
No, but that's what she said. She loves her baby.
Yeah, she lying.
I know. I don't fully believe it either. I was trying to be.
Oh, can I say what I want to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
That bitch lying.
This is social misconduct. You can say whatever you want to say. So, yeah. Then she goes that we're living.
Guarantee you, if we do it like this, frame this.
Not frame it.
15 years from now, I guarantee you she's going to try to teach her child how to play basketball. I don't give a damn what she's talking about.
Something
related to sports, entertainment. That's what she.
Oh, and they said she tried to.
What?
Somebody told us that she found out when she tried to have another baby from the same donor.
On my phone.
So, I guess, was the other lady trying to get pregnant? We probably should have read this through a little bit more to get that. But my girl is helping out. My girl Jazz just sent that and said that the lady found out because they were trying to, I guess, maybe the other lady was trying to get pregnant or something. Oh. I don't know, but.
Well, listen here. Whatever the Lord give you, chill with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my take is. I don't give a damn about whatever color the baby is, whatever, you know, it has a deformity. You just, most people really want a healthy baby. So all that goofy ass shit. She was mad as, like, you for real?
She said, because they live in Ohio, so she's like, oh, we living in a predominantly white neighborhood that basically are racist, and so now our daughter won't be comfortable, and now we have to move.
Move, bitch.
Bitch, move, right. Mean, yeah, wait, move. Really? Shut up. And then why would you put all this in the media?
I just want to tell, can I say it?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's listening to this, tell your white friends, tell anybody that's Anglo-Saxon Protestant. We're everywhere, so relax.
True, you can't escape us. Okay? Like,
so black people are everywhere. Relax, there's shit you can't do about it. White women love black men. Black men love white women. Whatever it is, whatever they're into, who gives a shit? Okay, just relax. People
love
are people.
Your baby.
That's it.
Just love your baby, no matter what. Wow. Well, it is. Well, a little early, actually. Yeah. Go ahead. Real quick.
So, last story. Look
Come
at
on.
This.
Let me see.
Plane makes, loves this one.
Plane makes unscheduled landing due to a dude masturbating on the plane. They landed this bitch because homeboy was jerking off.
Yeah.
See how.
So wait, tell the story. Let him tell the story. All right, let him tell the story.
Okay, so we read over this shit for a second, right? They thought he was having like I guess dude was he was busting
touching
a nut.
Himself.
He was busting a nut, and they thought he was having a seizure.
No, we don't want to say busting a nut.
I can say
you can say whatever.
But
he was.
There we go. Yeah.
I don't
know if I nut like that.
I'm just gonna make that. We got to make it over exaggerated for the listeners.
I don't want to know you or you like that at all.
Like my noise is hold on, y'all ready? That was my noise. Y'all missed it. That was it. I ain't so sure.
Yeah. Anyway, homeboy.
I like y'all. Go ahead. What do you do?
Homeboy was shooting off some knuckle chip.
There you go. And, knuckle chip. Man, you a genius. And knuckle chip. Go on, hear this shit. Don't worry about them.
Shooting off some knuckle children, and they thought he was having a seizure. And some doctor tried to help him with some shit, and they couldn't figure out what was going on with him. So they had to land a plane over there.
Hold on. Can I get my three, right?
You get your three.
I said I wasn't. That nigga said knuckle children. Genius. Go ahead, X. Drop that.
Oh.
I feel good.
I like X. He's solid. I like X.
Wow. Okay, and he was wearing a hospital bracelet, so that's why they thought that it was something wrong with him. He just feeling good.
It must have been a long-ass flight. But I wonder what movie they showed.
Man, you are retarded. You said long flight. Man.
I'm saying. It must have been a long-ass flight.
You know what? If this radio doesn't work out the way you want it to, you could write. I'm listening to you like three times. I was like, this dude can write.
He's a writer, actually.
He's funny as shit. I was like, this dude can write. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm going to tell you where the flight was. It was from Boston to L.A.
He's from L.A.
And they had to make an unscheduled landing in Omaha, Nebraska because of this.
Omaha, where they did Black Wall Street. Go ahead.
So, And it wasn't people like mad shit.
Wouldn't you be mad?
I would be pissed.
I wouldn't give a damn.
I would be mad if he was having because a legitimate seizure.
You know what? Here's the thing. You ready? If you really want to, it didn't cost you nothing.
What didn't cost? Who?
To land and then leave and then go back and fly back out. So they're not going to have you get off the plane. Now, if you're under time restraints, I understand it. But let's just take it as people should say, it could be worse.
You're okay.
Right?
You know
it could be worse, right? No?
I guess. Yeah. Grady?
Worse.
This is just stupid.
But I just
they landed because he was selfish and this dude couldn't just wait.
Man, that nigga dope. That was my last nigga. I can't say no more. That was it.
Oh, okay.
I just, you know.
All right.
Well, I mean, for him having, he was screwing himself. So
literally.
Yeah, so.
Literally.
Why are we? I don't know. I don't want to see it, though. Don't think I want to see it. I don't want to see that.
So do you get credit for that?
Do you get credit for
mile high jerking off? That don't count, right? You gotta.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's lame as fuck.
Yeah, that's kind. You should lose points for that.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. It's a lot of bad broads in that airport. So he was probably looking at one of the stewardess.
You know what?
He's probably looking at that lady up front.
I'm gonna just cut you off right there. So it is now 7:33. We will pass, according to Mick, because I got to cut Grady off.
Bet it up.
He be going on tangents.
Let's go. Let's have some fun.
So Grady. This is something that I do usually with male guests.
Oh,
and since I've never interviewed you as your publicist.
Shit. There we go. I want to
hear it. But it's a fun interview.
Come on, let's go, Ville.
It's called This or That.
Okay.
So I'm just going to ask you this or that. Like, what do you prefer?
So do I have to say this or that?
No, you're going to tell me which one you prefer when I ask you the question.
All right. Okay.
So tits or ass?
Ass.
Long hair or short hair in a woman?
Short hair.
All
right. Yeah, I don't like that long shit. That shit played out. Most bitches is built, you know, it don't look good. I don't like that. Like, be something different. That shit
ain't
different.
I feel you with that.
Be something different.
Laugh Factory or Comedy Store?
Comedy Store. It's my favorite spot.
Richard Pryor or Red Fox?
Red.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Beer or liquor?
The Guinness Stout beer.
Maserati or a Bugatti?
I don't know how to pronounce neither one of them, so I don't give a shit. I'll do a Chevy Magnum, you know. I don't give a shit about no Maserati or Magnum. What is it?
Bugatti.
The Bugatti is a 1.3 million car.
know.
I have children. I can't.
But no, this is like if you got like if I got some bread, ridiculous money, like,
and I gotta pay you, and I gotta pay 718 management.
Yeah.
Everybody want money. I don't give a damn.
Like, fuck all that.
Yeah, fuck all that. I gotta pay the government. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh God, PlayStation or Xbox?
Xbox three. Yeah, yeah. I got a nice birthday gift. Yeah. From Fanny. You know what I mean? She got me a nice little. I was like, yeah, I ain't never had none of this shit. But go ahead.
That's dope. Kobe or LeBron?
Both of them niggas suck. I take Dwight Howard. No, I won't take Dwight Howard. I would take Kyrie Irving or Derrick Rose. Either one.
Well, I tell you, Derrick Rose. I told you Derrick Rose was gonna come up.
Jay-Z or Nas?
Nasir.
Okay.
Nasir Jones.
Okay.
And I shout out to Jay, but Nasir dope. You know what I mean?
So this one is like a funny one because we were trying to sit there and think of like bad bitches who you would pick between bad bitches, but we chose the other side of bad bitches.
Come on, let me hear what you got to say.
Keisha Cole or Fantasia?
Oh, Fantasia. I'll smash that thick motherfucker. Fantasia, she'll grow a beard fucking with Drake.
I cannot.
She got a woman body. I don't do that goofy shit.
You know what?
Her face though.
Yeah.
Her face kind of rough.
You think she cute?
No, I think she cute. I think she tolerable.
Oh my God.
What did we say earlier?
What y'all say? I want to hear this shit.
What she look like? What did we say?
Oh,
the Sugar Smacks bear?
The Sugar Smacks.
That frog, on the cereal box?
Y'all are some mean people. Keisha Cole is cute, but I know she got a lot of attitude. And I usually check chicks. You know, like, hold up, bitch. You know.
wait, because we on the bird. We talking about the birds. That's what we call Keisha.
I heard him say it. That was funny.
So we had to
shout
do
out
the
bird. Ron.
The bird
shout
call. So I don't know if y'all heard it.
Come on, what else? You got some more questions?
That shit's no. We good.
Let's give me some more. Y'all think of one right now.
No, but B got us his.
B, think of one more.
This or that. Give him this or that.
Come on, give me. What up with it, G?
She don't like me doing that shit because I always go too far.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Do it.
Your social misconduct.
Go ahead.
Eating. We got a kid in here.
Yeah, no. What? A kid?
Oh,
okay.
Because
we're.
You want to say hello, Shorty? Come on, bro. You all right.
I love children.
A kid with social misconduct doesn't do well because we. Okay. I was like, we.
Okay.
No, I love babies.
So,
well,
just keep it because of the baby.
Yeah.
No, so, no. Not that one. Wait.
Giving.
Come on.
Cunninglingus.
Yeah, I got it.
Receiving. Felicia.
Don't ask what that means later, okay?
No. You know, because you got to.
So, get or
see,
give.
As a, no, no. Get see,
give.
As a,
sexually, get or give.
As,
get
a,
or give.
As a man, if you're a real dude, you'll look out.
I love this dude. This is the motherfucker
okay.
right here.
Yeah,
right,
if
there
you're
we
real,
go.
If you're
that's
real
what I'm
dude,
talking
you
about.
You want to look out. You want her to be able to smack you in the chin like, what you do? You're like, shut up. Get your ass up. Come on. Oh, where the baby at?
Oh, look.
Oh, man.
Come on. What's up?
Focus, shit. Grady. We own the show. Like, we're live right now. I can't. And, I mean, we got to get.
That's fun.
Oh, shit.
So,
no, you gotta be a man.
You said smack you on the chin.
Oh, yeah, smack you on the chin. That's it.
You stupid. So, B segment. So, because you're here,
okay.
And we know you do the whole man shit thing,
and,
right?
Uh-oh.
So, B is gone. Holler at you about
man shit.
Come on.
All
right.
So, we was talking about this earlier. Certain things. How many niggas I got left?
That was the last one.
Like, you know,
certain things the real dudes gotta know how to do.
Okay,
certain things,
so
and
man
we want
shit.
You to answer that.
Well,
or stuff that they can't do too.
I bet. Well, men can they can have a conversation on the phone, unless you're talking about money. The conversation be no more than 15 minutes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Certain foods, no whole bananas.
We know that about you. No whole bananas.
We don't take baths, we take showers due to commitment issues. and if you let's say if you're in a club, you stand outside the rope. You don't be in VIP with 16 other dudes. That's soft. I don't give a shit if they like it or not. Ain't no man gonna walk up to me and be like, yo, shit. I be in the ropes, so now what? Ain't no man gonna say that to me. Not one. Not one.
Wow.
They would have said it last night when I did it for Russell Simmons last night. And it was a whole bunch. And I was like, I made every man, if you a man, take your shades off inside public places.
Oh, my God.
Men took their shades off. You a man,
they listen
take that
to,
shit out.
If he say it, then people listening.
What they gonna say? They gonna walk up on me. I don't look like I'm a, you know, I don't look like I'm a gimp. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
I deal with you. You know what I mean? Individually.
I'm getting scared right now.
No, I don't get scared.
He's scaring everybody. But like, it's just, oh, shit.
I gotta be like this.
No, it should never be five men to a car. One of you niggas should take the bus. Yeah, Ron.
That is way too many.
That's too many people. Nah, you gotta have leg room.
Yeah, I agree.
What else? Let's say men take care of women.
I said that earlier.
If you're a real dude, don't care about her mouth, whatever, but if you know she down for the call, you take care of that broad. Like, listen to her. Go in the bathroom.
Broad.
Yeah, call her broad. Because, you know, men, let me tell you something. Any woman that's listening, your man that's an asshole, he's the most fun you ever going to have in your life. Ever. Ever.
You got to have a little asshole in you.
You can't be no goody two shoes.
A little
broad.
Bit.
She going to. She
don't take that
dog.
Shit too far, though.
But no. You do it. No, but
fuck up.
But you got to do it. Everything needs balance.
Okay.
Most chicks needs balance.
All right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, most women need balance. But if they not, if she's not a problem and she's going, she's tending to you, she care for you, you make sure she get the 150s and 20s.
All right.
Who get the singles?
Yeah, you already know. Shout out to King of Diamonds in Atlanta, Magic City in Atlanta, Chicago, Onyx, Body Tap.
Wait, he calling all of them.
Yeah, all the strip clubs. All you get the them, strip you know, them chicks like that. But you don't let them be number one. You know what I'm saying? You just like, all right, come on, baby, you on the list, but you don't tell her what number she at. You know, I'm like, oh, you here, baby? But you know, other than
you
that,
on
you
the list,
you on the list. Don't worry about.
Don't
it.
Don't try to move up though. Just stay where you are.
You know what? But that's. Are. Hey, you know what y'all should do? Y'all should do that. Y'all should do a segment, right? And bring two men and two women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all facilitate it.
Okay.
In a different way where both, you know, because it's going to be a woman that's going to be pro and it's going to be a woman that's going to be anti.
About then, what?
Oh, relationship.
Oh, okay.
You know, about a relationship. Okay. Like what a man should do versus what a woman should do.
Oh, I got you.
Because I went to culinary school, so I don't need no broad to cook for me for shit.
Okay.
So real you ain't got to cook for me.
Real man
I don't,
cook. I got
yeah, I went to culinary school.
Next,
look,
next
yeah,
time
I wish
you
y'all could see,
you
know.
You want to say you have a barbecue.
Bet. Tip.
I'm going to call you out on the air.
No, tip
I'll be
home
seeing
tip.
What y'all be posting and shit. Like, oh, man, we doing this for Thanksgiving. I'll be at home like, damn.
Yeah, I like me.
I ain't met these motherfuckers. No, I can't just show up.
But look, though. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody needs balance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can't grow without balance. You know what I'm saying? So
I agree.
I just think that, you know, for anything to be fruitful, I think it needs to be up and down. Because if I came to you and I said, hey, I'm the best guy ever, you'd be like, suck
your ass out of here. Fucking lame.
You know, you're gonna deal with it. You know what I mean? So it's just a different, you know, I think it's just.
But the smack that Ron just did in the background.
That was hilarious. Ron is retarded.
You ain't y'all.
I wish the listeners listen here. Ask, y'all come in, tweet, and go to Ron. Just go to, what's Ron, what's your
Ron,
your
what's your shit?
Spider-Ron.
Spider-Ron.
He said Spider-Ron. I ain't never heard of that shit, but I know it's bananas. But he from Chicago, so I got to roll with him. I don't give a damn if he said Spider-Ron hashtag.
He's been holding us
memento,
down.
Memento. Memento. Okay. You know what I mean? It's moments.
But
right?
Wait, I'm interested in knowing these man shit lists.
Well, you know what? A lot of the shit this dude
right.
said,
you
I would
said
definitely
it
co-sign
yeah.
with.
Come on, give me one.
I had a couple things on here, though.
Come on,
I think that all dudes got to like at least one sport.
Yeah.
And golf golf don't fucking count. That
well, no. You know what? Hold on. Can I just say in Tiger's defense, if you look at it, I think every brother should roll with him because he's the only one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I get that.
Right?
I'm talking about
But
you know,
he's just saying
because most deals are done on the golf course.
Okay, that's true. But if you gotta choose between watching the Bears play and some old
Come on, talk to me.
White cat.
Me you talk. All right.
I'm saying, who you going
to
choose?
All right, well, due to the Bears not giving Walter Payton his props.
Oh, God.
You would watch golf?
I'll watch golf.
All right, fuck that. Get the Bears out of this equation. I want
the
you
Bulls?
To agree with me here.
The Bulls?
Okay,
the Bulls.
Y'all getting
y'all
off
day long.
Topic
the Bulls.
Here?
All right.
The Bulls. Like, what? The Bulls. Okay,
yeah, the Bulls.
Great.
Dudes need to work. Need to know how to work on a car too. Like I be seeing these goofy ass LA niggas.
Or just know something about cars.
You're right. That was your third one.
That was like the fifth one.
That one is
third.
That was like five. I'm counting.
I got kids.
It was like five.
That was your five. I got it. It's okay. Go ahead.
I be seeing these dudes out here. They be getting flats and calling AAA. Like we don't do that where I'm from. We just change the shit and keep.
Yeah, we change it. But you know what though? This is Hollywood.
Yeah.
LA dudes would change it. Hollywood cats wouldn't.
Right.
It's a difference. It's between LA. I learned that. Been here 6 years. It's a difference.
Most Hollywood dudes would not. They would call AAA. Right? They get facials. They get their back. You know what I mean?
Manicure.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody is just, it's different. But cats from like Compton, Watts, Inglewood, X is from, you know, they would. TCB the business right there on Crenshaw and Adams. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you should know how to do something.
Right, you got to know how to do something.
Come on, give me another.
Because I don't.
But it's okay though. All we need you to do is stop fucking up the tires when you turn in the corner.
My tire fucked up right now.
I swear to God. It's a few chicks that I know. That can drive like a man.
You drive like a man.
But you know what?
He's been in the car with me 100 times.
Can I say, B? Mick is one of those type of chicks, right? She one of them type of chicks that'll pull up, right? At the stoplight. And the guy that was in front of her made her do something that she didn't want to do, right? She would just pull right up real slow. Right? You see the hood of the car. And then you see the side mirror. Next you know, you see her face looking at you like, I know you did not stop 45 feet from the line. You know what I mean? Like she would do that. You know what I mean? You know, and that's Mick. You know what I'm saying? You gotta honor that. So you know. So I was like, all right, bet. Mick, all right.
I
like X.
You gotta ask her what happened when we was in Pasadena.
Hey.
We was in the car together.
I got it.
You can tell a story.
Mick, what happened with you and B in Pasadena?
It was really him.
No,
I'm gonna say it because this is for the listeners. Hey, listeners, I'm gonna ask Mick again.
He turned up, not
Mick,
me. So
we wanna
you
know
tell the story about
what
the
happened
lame dude that we
in
had
Pasadena.
We almost so beat somebody ass. That's what happened.
Now do you know Mick is about 5'1".
In heels.
I am 5'3".
She stands on the curb and still swings her feet. You know what I'm saying? But nobody says a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? But I knew she was serious because she look you for a 4'6", what you 4'7"? 4'7" woman to look you in the face.
Don't give a fuck. No
she don't
fucks given.
Like she would look Godzilla in the eye like I don't give a damn. You know what I mean? So what happened, Vic? You know what I'm saying? Mick, what happened? I'm going to hear this.
She going to look at me. Okay. We was in Pasadena on Colorado. We pulled up and a dude on a bike.
A gym bike. Because we bumping gym.
A dude on a bike cut that shit off.
Okay.
He cut us off. So she rolled up and I'm leaning back.
Chilling. You a man.
All the way right. You're a man.
You're all the way back. So she rolled the window down. You know, she popping off. Chicago shit. And dude kind of looked at her. What did he say to you?
He said something crazy as hell. I don't even remember what.
You know those little handles on the side of the chair that you push real quick and the whole chair just popped the fuck up real quick.
Oh, one of the Asian cars.
Yeah, so I was like, bro. I flew up. I'm like, nigga, who the fuck you talking about? Man, we gonna beat your motherfucking. And then homie on the bike kind of
scared as hell.
Homie on the bike kind of.
He teetered a little bit.
He kind of went through traffic to get away.
And then we follow him?
We followed him about 3-4 blocks.
We followed him the fuck.
And then she realized we passed the restaurant we was going to. So she was like,
I don't know what that means. He did that. I don't know what that means.
That's our time. We good. We got some time. We good. He ain't kicking us out.
We got time for one more.
So what we got? Man shit or what we got? What we got?
We got time for one more man shit.
One more man shit?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, B.
Well, I'm going to say one real quick. Don't need no explanation. I'm glad the kid ain't in the room no more.
Yeah, the baby not in here.
Every dude gotta know how to eat pussy. And you gotta enjoy eating the pussy. I'm
but
sorry.
This I agree on. All right.
You gotta enjoy that shit.
I can't even be mad at that.
I'm about to leave. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
You gotta like eating pussy.
I'm gonna eat.
Usually I filter B.
I can tell he do, and you do too. Look at you. Okay. You gotta like doing that shit.
Okay, I'm
like,
with you.
Like, okay.
I enjoy that shit.
Brady, like.
No. I don't offend people. I don't. If that's what they into, I leave them alone.
So you don't like it? That's you don't what like you're it? Saying.
I'm a man. I love women.
Well, exactly. Okay. Well, that's a part of it then. Right. Okay, then. So we on the same page. All right.
Just make
the
it
last
sure.
one. The last one kind of goes on, with what you had said before. You shouldn't what? Want to be a kept dude.
Right.
You shouldn't have a chick taking care of you.
Yeah.
No.
If you
no,
have that happening,
no
you shouldn't be happy with that.
No, that's
you
not
at
no
all.
G shit.
Right, right.
That because no. you know what? As me being a stand up comic, right? And it's a lot of comics. Well, I won't say it's a lot of artists, comics, musicians, whatever, right? And I think it's what's the word? It's more. What's the word I'm looking for, Mick?
He always asks me what he trying to say.
It's more.
Tell the people what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know how when you content.
Okay.
A lot of men are content with a chick coming in, paying bills and buying shoes and
fuck.
All that goofy. All right. Look, she just
right
got
now.
Mad at me right now, and I'm her client. Cut that shit out, dear. So no, I just think that most. Women, they pick who they can control. Most chicks it's in this business. They pick women that they can pick men that they can control. So if he's not a guy that is alpha male material,
yeah,
right.
He's gonna go whatever the broad say.
That's true.
So if you fucking when you want, if you getting clothes when you want, you
getting
eating
fed,
what you want,
right?
She's you know, bathing. I mean, not bathing, but I said bathing. Don't nobody bathe nobody.
Not
anymore.
You getting bad. Damn.
All right.
That's a bad
No. I'm saying right. the man. If the woman comes in, can I say my five things? If the chick pays the mortgage or the rent,
mm-hmm.
buying clothes, food, tending to your needs sexually,
mm-hmm.
if she's being that ear of reason,
mm-hmm.
and if she's in the trenches with you, she shouldn't do no cooking, no cleaning, no driving nowhere. You supposed to just tend to her.
Because she tending to you.
Because she tending to you.
Take, yeah.
So if you know, most men out there that's listening, tell your uncles, cousin, brother, whatever, nephew, whatever. If you're going to be a pimp, you take care of that. And then all of the other shit will come in an abundance because you doing the basics. All you need is the basics. You don't need shit else. So if she likes music, when she bring her retarded ass in the house and she done worked for from 7:30 to 3:30, right?
Why she got it? Why?
You had that water ready for, right? You have that water ready for, right? And then you have that food ready for her. So she might say, tonight, bae, I don't want Burger King. I'm like, well, bitch, I'm about to go get some tacos, you know, with a strawberry shake. Because, you know, man, that's how we talk. Be like, hey, baby, you want these tacos? You know what I'm saying?
Hi.
And you bathe her. Because I think women would generally deal with a real dude's bullshit if he's looking out for.
If I take care of you, you take care of me.
That's it.
I got you. Grady spinning some real shit. I hope all y'all dudes are listening.
They ain't listening. They like, man, that nigga suck.
Well, we are so happy to have you all.
Yeah,
you know,
appreciate
we gotta
it,
bring
man.
You back.
Yeah,
have
I would love to come back. Yo, y'all call social misconduct. Y'all say, man, bring dude with the beard back. Social misconduct.
Bring him back.
Yeah, bring Ray Grady back.
Make
I would
sure
love to come too.
You all are following him on Twitter, Instagram.
At Grady Comedy.
Grady.
Yeah.
Oh, he got that shit.
Yeah,
right.
It took me about 6 months to get it right. At Grady Comedy. What's my Instagram, though?
At Grady Comedy.
Grady Comedy. Yes. Facebook is Ray Grady. Yeah, man.
RayGrady.com.
Ray Grady. Hey, that's the website. RayGrady.com. And yeah, man.
Check out that Comic View episode if you missed it. It's online, the full episode. Check that out.
500,000. 500,000 right out the gate. 500,000 viewers watched the shit.
If you missed it, I'm telling you, it was dope.
Go ahead. B want to say something. Go ahead, B.
My nigga, I watched that shit at work. I almost got fired over that shit, but it was worth it though. I watched that shit away.
There we go. Appreciate it, man. I just want to be different. And I think I stood out. Yeah, I just want to be different.
Well, we're definitely bringing you back. Make sure you're following Social Misconduct.
Got you.
On Twitter at SOC Misconduct, on Instagram at Social Misconduct, and we're also on Facebook as well. Any ending things?
Why nobody don't call in?
We don't want to talk to nobody.
No, I do. Let's try it.
Next time you come, they can call in.
Let's say this.
I don't want to talk to nobody.
Most black people, they want to feel like they know B. They want to feel like they know Bink. They want to feel like they know Ron and X.
If they listen to the show, they know us.
No, but they be like, what y'all think? You know, that type of stuff. We'll do it eventually.
We don't really give
that's
a
why
shit.
I look. Can I say something? Can I say something?
Nobody's opinion.
See, it factor, you know, see.
Real quick, Grady, wrap it up. We got to go. They're kicking us out.
Mick, don't give a shit about who you are, okay? Unless you're ready. And there we go.
What?
There we go. Sometimes it takes traveling the world to fully understand.
You don't read his voice?
I don't ever want him to read this shit on the wall again.
Hey, can I say one thing real quick? How much time? I got to give a shout out to my homie Portia. She raised $1,000 in like 4 hours, and she did that shit legally.
Damn.
Yeah, Joe.
We need her on our team. Shout out,
Porsche. Yeah, she did that shit legally, G.
I got a cousin named Porsche. Are we related?
This chick is from here.
Friend. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Shout out to Porsche. Hey, go get that grand.
She a hustler.
Yeah, she hustle for real, Joe. Like, we'll get that grand.
Good shit, Porsche. Good shit.
Yeah, good shit, G.
Any good weekend plans? Nothing. Now, you got a lot of shit going on, Grady. Yeah. Follow him to find out what Grady got going on. I'll be posting that shit. Uh-huh. You good?
Hollywood Bowl tomorrow night, I think.
Okay.
Hollywood Bowl, I might stop through. I don't even know how to bowl, but I'm going to try.
Homie, it's a concert. Please.
We'll be rolling through Carlina Bridges' birthday party on
Sunday.
Right,
we hitting Carlina's spot up. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We won't tell y'all where it is because everybody ain't invited.
Shout out to Carlina.
Well, Carlina's birthday is coming up.
Go get it, G. Go get it, Carlina.
But as usual, we appreciate you all for tuning in. Thank you so much for having fun with us. And Grady is a fool. Peace.
Yep. Who did?